Methods of Subduction, written by Renanko and read by Wilfriede 0815. Fandom, The Locked Tomb. Relationship, Judith Deuteros / Coronabeth Tridentarius. Rating, mature. No archive warnings apply. Summary. Varun the Eater teaches Judith Deuteros how to flirt. Sometime in the gray fog of pain, when the haze of the medication fuzzed up her nerves and she lost all sense of time and space, Captain Judith Deuteros heard a voice.
Poor unhealed thing, dust of my kin, the rage of her children shines through you.
Judith had to be imagining it. She was feverish and sore, and it was just a malformed idea, born of nothing. But it kept talking.
Aid belongs to those who ask. Tell me, scrabbling feverling, what might ease you? What afflicts you?
What didn't afflict her? Judith was malnourished and dehydrated, and her body was breaking itself down, and she was, most of all, bored, she said, through cracked, desiccated lips. I am bored. The cloud of blonde hair and bad ideas sitting at the bedside startled at this, though Judith didn't see it. And neither did Judith feel the hand laid upon her brow, though at any other time this would have fueled months of angst. Judith's mind was far away upon the agonizing voice of madness.
Enrichment for your enclosure.
Judith said, yes. The resurrection beast replied,
say less.
She talked, Crown trilled, swinging into the office where Our Lady of the Passion sat, grimly polishing a machete. Our Lady of the Passion merely continued to grimly polish that machete, instead of inquiring about who, exactly, had talked. You're supposed to inquire about who, exactly, talked, Crown said after a moment, leaning against the doorway in a way that immensely flattered the doorway. It's good social praxis, Pash.
Don't care, said Our Lady of the Passion, but her eyes flicked briefly up.
The captain talked, Crown said in a stage whisper, already whirling out the door again. Come and see, she's lucid. Unfortunately for Our Lady of the Passion, this was the most exciting thing that had happened underground all day, and she begrudgingly resheathed her machete and followed.
Commence cautiously. Enter orbit with care.
Fine day, Judith rasped. At her bedside, the blurry, perfumed statue that was Coronabeth Tridentarius sat with a wump of golden hair. Yes, yes it is, Jody. Would you like some water?
Sparkling life stuff, coursing upon and through us all.
Judith managed a nod, and after a little bit of help, was propped up enough to drink it. No one had ever focused on such dry, cracked lips as intently as Coronabeth did, holding the glass to Judith's mouth. Now close enough to be less blurry, she was in amazement.
An eccentric mantle, overwhelming magnetism, a fractal horror of life and shadow. Devote yourself, Phantom Lane, to her geodesy.
Judith choked a little on the water. The glass, and then Coronabeth, drew away. Coughing, Judith forced out,
You have magnetism.
Coronabeth leaned back into focus, mouth open.
The Hydra's cavern branching and branching and branching.
And said,
What was that?
Your mouth, said Judith, a little more confidently.
Branches.
Coronabeth's face did something curious.
How the plump sphincter forms a ring, magnificent, brow growths shifting upward.
And she said, Are you complimenting me?
Indubitably, sublimely, masterfully.
Yes,
said Judith, listening to the voice in her head.
Ancient, omniscient, and suave.
Was working. Was she pulling off seduction?
Seduction or subduction, accelerate, plunge into her atmospheres, complement her fine equators, her latitudes and longitudes, make praise to her gravitational dominance.
As the voice boomed in her head,
All Judith had to do was open her mouth. The words poured through her, confident and bold, like the manifestation of Riz itself had taken hold of her body.
One ought to plunge into your atmosphere, admire your fine equators. Your latitudes and longitudes are so careful and unmatched, and your gravity dominates all.
Coronabeth threw back her head and laughed.
No one's ever said that to me before.
Observe the chasmata of her nostrils, magnificent dorsa of her brows topped with artful lineae, beyond the soft labyrinths of the brain so tender.
Your nostrils are like dark chasms, continued Judith. Your brow is like the prow of a ship, and your brain seems very soft.
It was so easy. Judith spoke and spoke, and Coronabeth's face changed. But Judith could no longer see it. She was in the grip, once again, of the voice, and could no more stop herself from speaking than a planet can pause in its orbit.
O Terra Coronita, aggregate of wonders, the curious tesserae of flaking skin, the broad expanse of muscles folding and thrusting.
You are a lot of little things meshed together, and your skin looks a bit dry, but you have muscles and folds and could thrust.
Twin warm domes and the soft defile between them.
It was getting harder and harder to put things into words.
And your warm, soft cleavage.
Slide down rolling planitiae to quivering thigh, subduction zones that there adjacent lie.
Your thighs could quiver, and near them they, when.
And then Judith stopped resisting and let the voice consume her entirely.
The tender ones within which magma bides, the liquid core, a crack forms, the mantle shifts, and she'll ride those love waves rippling through all, lava gushing forth from that molten center. For corona means halo, and crown, and sun, and sun, and sun, and never shall we return to that long-lost natal sun, and sun, and sun, and sun, and sun.
Told you so, muttered Our Lady of the Passion, shaking her head. The captain lay unconscious on her back, breath rattling through those cracked lips. It had taken nearly 10 minutes to subdue her, when she devolved into the wordless screaming again.
It's never anything, Our Lady of the Passion continued. You can't get all excited about the ravings of a mad wizard. You'll go mad yourself.
Crown, at the captain's side, holding her thin cold hand, frowned.
I think, she said slowly, she might have been trying to flirt with me.
Pesh stared at her. And then she laughed, and laughed, and her laughter kept echoing down the hallway as she left, leaving Crown alone there with the captain.
And I think, Crown murmured, entirely to herself, that I liked it.
In the darkness, Judith Deuteros heard a voice.
Promising assay, further field experience required. Plump up the precision, engorge the confidence, but soon, very soon, we'll make your new inamorata quake.
The end.